Some people still do all this, I'm not sure, probably will. But what I wanted to do today, I don't know if I'll finish it today, maybe next week. Some of you who are on my email list may have gotten an email from me that I'm starting a new tefillah program, class, something like that, which the idea is really, it's going to be online, number one, and it's also going to be on Kol HaLashon, 3 to 4 minutes per day, but it's not going to be every day. Every other day, just because I can't promise when I'm going to get the shiur on, so just to make it start off every other day. Hasn't started yet, it might start the end of this week or the beginning of next week.
What is it? So it's on the internet?
I'm going to post it on my website, the 3 or 4 minutes a day. What's and it's also going to be on Kol HaLashon. RabbiDavidAgros.com. So that's the plan. So that's, you may have gotten, if you're on my email list, we have gotten an email if you're interested. Some of you responded. Okay, now, so I was in Toronto last week, and Tuesday night, and I met Rabbi Saperman there. Rabbi Saperman is from the Ani Mamin Project or something. He came here for the Yomiyan a couple years ago. So he put together a program of Bir Tefillah, pretty much for elementary high school, but the focus of the Bir Tefillah is Emuna. The ideas of Emuna and Tefillah to bring it out. So he sends me the whole package, and I decided that maybe I would try it. It's supposed to take 3-4 minutes a day, maybe up the level a little bit towards our level. But one thing he told me you have to see is the email I sent everyone in the handout you have here. It's called Toldos Hasidur Vispatchusoi, which is a very important couple of pages. It comes from the Siddur Eitzer HaTfilas, just to describe what the Siddur is, what Tfila is, and I can't say it in 3 or 4 minutes, the whole thing, but the beginning of that shiur, hopefully will be excerpts from here before I get into the actual Bir Tefillah, but I thought that would be a very good idea to go through it ourselves, the whole thing, because it's really Yisaidus HaEmunah. We'll go through one or two classes, and then we'll see where we'll go from there in Pirkei Avos. Okay, so if you have it, you can follow along. If you don't have it, you could just listen. Okay, Siddur HaTfilah Hu HaSefer HaKadosh HaYoser Atik Shein Chilunu Aviseinu HaKadoshim HaZakeinim VaNeviim Achrei Chasimah Ksitzvi HaKadosh. And this is the Akdama to Davening Bechlal. And that is, before you even open the Siddur, you have to understand what the Siddur is. What Sefer are you opening? So, we're very rugged in the Siddur, because since we're 3 years old, we already got our Siddur Shiloh, or whatever Siddur they give out, and we have it already and finished, and that's thicker, so you grow up and you get a bigger Siddur. So it's like, it's the Chashivas, unfortunately, with something we're used to. You know, the Siddur parties when you're 5, you know, Chumash, Gemara, Mishmais, Navi, those are big things. The Siddur's already something that you've had since you're very little. A Siddur Shali, every 2-year-old has one, right? So, the first thing is to reinstate the Chashivas of what the Siddur is in our minds. So he says, the Siddur HaTfilah Hu HaSefer HaKadosh HaYoser Asik Shein Chilun Aviseinu HaKadoshim HaZakeinim HaNeviim Achrei Chasimus Kisvi HaKadosh. This is the oldest Sefer that we have. From Aviseinu HaKadoshim, who's it from? It's from the Zakeinim, the Neviim, after the Chasima of Kisvi HaKadosh of Tanakh. So the Siddur is that last Sefer that the Neviim wrote. Ve'elu Toldosav, and this is the Toldos of the Siddur. Kishaba Ezra Beis Dinai. Hazakeinim va'Neviim. Levatzer es hayadus. Ulevatzes al yisoida achdus ha'uma. Shaba talui kiyuma ha'nitzchi. The Zakeinim, Ezra Beis Dinai, together with the Neviim, and Anshei Knesset HaGdayla, they had a problem. They had a Klal Yisrael, and he's going to explain in a minute, that they needed to take the Yisaidus of Klal Yisrael and to strengthen them. Klal Yisrael was in danger of breaking apart at its foundation. The Achdus of Klal Yisrael, Achdus Ha'uma, Shabbatoli Kiyuma Nitzchi, what's the unifying force and factor of Klal Yisrael? So there was a point that it was the Beis HaMikdash. But it came a point that it was in danger of falling apart. And if there's no achdus in Klal Yisrael, there's nothing unifying all of Klal Yisrael wherever we are, so the kiyuma hanitzchi is in danger. The netzach of Klal Yisrael is in danger. Klal Yisrael went into Galus, and there's a very big danger of Klal Yisrael falling apart and mixing in amongst the nations and becoming totally not nicker as a Klal Yisrael in the melting pot. So what was unifying Klal Yisrael before that? What was saving Klal Yisrael? V'acharei asher hamikdash shoya merkaz ruchani la'yehudim v'layadus. The Beit Hamikdash was the lave of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael achdus was the Beit Hamikdash. It was the merkaz ruchani. It was the center of ruchnius for Yehudim, for Yidin, v'yadus, and for Yiddishkeit. Chariv v'shamen, but it was destroyed. It was desolate. The Avodas HaKarbonos is batla, and the Avodas HaKarbonos was batel. Uvnei Yisrael galu mi'artam v'yafutzu bagoyim. So Klal Yisrael had a Beit HaMikdash, and this was the idea of Aliyah L'Regel. Aliyah L'Regel was for Klal Yisrael to come and plug themselves back in to the power source of Yadus, which is the Beit HaMikdash, with the Rav of Klal Yisrael there. That's why it was possible a person could come to Aliyah L'Regel, and he wasn't a Navi, and he could, in the Simchas Beis HaSheva, or by the Aliyah L'Regel, such an Aliyah Beruchnias, he could get a Nevuah. Yoinah ben Amitai was never a Navi. Yoinah HaNavi was never a Navi. He got his Nevuah by the Simchas Beis HaSheva. He got his Nevuah. He was Nesala. That was the idea of Aliyah L'Regel. Klal Yisrael throughout the rest of the year is on their own. They're on the fields. They're out wherever they are. Things get shvach. You have to mechazik yourself. See, they came to Aliyah L'Regel. That's what unified Klal Yisrael. This is why the Meshech Chochma says somewhere in the Varam, I think, that there's a difference between the Klal and the Tzibur. I'm sorry, the Yechidim and the Tzibur. Every Yechid on their own perhaps is not Roy for Ashrat Hashchina. But when Klal Yisrael comes together as a Tzibur, so 10 people in Klal Yisrael are not 10 people. They're a Tzibur. It's not just 10 individuals. It's a new unit called the Tzibur. And that Tzibur collectively could be Roy for Ashrat Hashchina. And where did that happen? In the Beit HaMikdash was the hearts of Klal Yisrael unified there in the Beit HaMikdash. That's why it says the Meshech Chochma, the Beit HaMikdash, constant Nisim Gluyim. If you would try to get all Klal Yisrael together, no one on their own is Roy for Nisim Gluyim. But in the Beit HaMikdash, where everyone was there, the lave of Klal Yisrael, everyone's das, everyone looked forward to the Beit HaMikdash. If anyone did a chet, they went to the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash was the center of Yadus. But now, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. There's no more Karbanis. There's no more Aliyah L'Regel. Klal Yisrael is going to Golus. There's no more Aliyah L'Regel. There's nothing. Either the Bayis Sheni, the Yechzu, but the Nevi'im knew, Ki Abayis HaSheni lo yuchal lemalis churban harmeka zeruchani af ba'avaydis ha'karban ha'shechaz re'lov. The second Beit HaMikdash did not fill that void. Even though, you're right, it was avaydis ha'karban came back. But it did not fill the void left by the first Beit HaMikdash. Yan sheroi vo'am golu v'nitzrachuku mimenu mibli yuchlo oi lalis avaydis Beit HaMikdash. Number one is the golus was so great that most people, I didn't know it was Raiv Ha'am, but he says Raiv Ha'am were so far away that they weren't going to go up to avoid the space HaMikdash. They weren't going to come Aliyah L'Regel, which in fact it's well known, the Sma writes that he has the Kabbalah from his father, that the reason why in Germany, in the Rhineland, they suffered more than other places in Europe. We're talking about the days of the Crusades and the 900s and the 1000s and that neighborhood. So he says they have a Kabbalah that when Ezra HaSofer went up to build Bayis Sheni, he sent letters to all the Bnei HaGoyla, come back and help me build the Bayis. And some did and some didn't. And he wrote and he said that you have to come closer to Eretz Yisrael. How are you going to be Eilul HaRegel? How could you stay out in Germany? How could you stay out there if you're not going to be close to Eretz Yisrael? And they sent him back a letter and they told him that it's very nice to have Yerushalayim HaGdayla and Beit HaMikdash HaGdayla, but we're here in Germany and we have Yerushalayim HaKatan and we don't have to go back to Yerushalayim, it's okay. And because of that, I have to make a cheshbon. The Beit HaMikdash Hasheni was Nechrav in the year 70 and change, that neighborhood, right? So we're talking about 420 years before that, the Mekat Hezhman, 330 years before the Common Era, right? Was the building of Bayi Hasheni. The Crusades were in the year 900, so we're talking about 1200 years later, 1100, 800, 900, what cheshbon you want to make, the Einish was given to that neighborhood because of something that they had responded. This was the Kabbalah Ishmapish that they had, a Messiah, that this is why, which, and it's very interesting to note, and it's a scary thing, because the Nazir Chachman, his famous piece in Parshas Bechukaisa, where it talks about, where in 1850 change, whatever, he predicts that there's going to be a Holocaust, and he predicts that Europe is going to be Nechrav. His Lashon is Chayshvin ki Berlin hi Yerushalayim. It's the same Lashon that they wrote in that 2,000 years, whatever, I'm a Chayshvin, 1,900 years before, he wrote the same Lashon that they Chayshvin ki Berlin hi Yerushalayim. The same Lashon that was used the first time around, that there was such a terrible Khorban in those neighborhoods in the days of the Crusades, the same Lashon again was used by him, that this is what the people think. So you see, this idea, he says, Yan Shereivam Galu, and they were far away, and they weren't going to come up Aliyah L'Regel. So it's not going to serve the purpose of Second Beis HaMikdash. Gam Chazdu Baruach Kodesh, that was a practical thing. They also knew Baruach HaKodesh, Shabbayit HaZeh, Einen Arak, Bingen Arai Yizmani. The Second Beis HaMikdash they knew was going to be destroyed. They knew it was only going to be a temporary bias. The Seif Elicharev Gam Hu. And at the outset, when they built it, they already saw there's going to be a Khurban. Number one, even the bias itself was on a much lower level than the first Beis HaMikdash. Number one, it was smaller in size. And number two, it was missing the five main things, the five Iker things of Kedusha. Number one, Aron v'kaparas sukruvim. The second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Aron. The Aron was, the Machlaikis, it was either hidden or went into Galus. The Machlaikis in the Gemara, where it was. The Rambam Baskins that Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the first Beis HaMikdash, he made tunnels deep, deep under the Beis HaMikdash, so that if there's ever a Churban, they'll be able to hide the Aron. So there was no Aron in the second Beis HaMikdash. Eish, the Eish Shalmaila that was always on the Mizbeach, this Ruchnius fire that was always on the Mizbeach, wasn't there either. Shechina, Chazal said, was lacking Shechina. There was no Ruach HaKodesh and there was no Urim V'Tumim.
What
was there?
No Shechina.
There was Shechina, but not in the intense way it was in the first place of English. What?
What was the third thing
it was missing? Shechina. The intense Shechina of the first Beis HaMikdash wasn't there. I guess if you know how to measure Shechina, you know that there was lacking Shechina. The Yishpal Erkamai, Asher Alkein, Biyostei Bachel B'Kol Gadol. For those of you who learned in Ezra, you know that the Zakenim who were there at the first, who were around in the first Beis HaMikdash, and they made it through the entire Galus Bavel, and they saw the rebuilding of the second Beis HaMikdash, everyone else was dancing and singing, all the young people, and they were crying, a Kol Gadol. Rabim, Ne'akeanim, Valavim, Barashi, Ovis, Azkenim. The Pasuk says, so that it says in Ezra over there, they were crying, that their cry became so great that overpowered the simcha of the other people. Because these people had felt the Shekhinah. They had realized what the first Beis HaMikdash was. And they were waiting for 70 years to be memala, that chisaron that they had. They're waiting to feel again, once more, the Shekhinah of the first Beis HaMikdash. And when they came there, they felt that this was not it. And they started crying from it. And this crying was so great, it overpowered the simcha of the younger people. So they knew already, number one, it was going to be Nechrav. Then they understood it was smaller. And they saw, the Nevi'im and the Zakenim, who understood what Ruchnius was, saw the second Beis HaMikdash didn't measure up to it. Vayhi kinoetsu v'nois diyachtov ezru v'siyati azkeinim anaviyim v'amela rafis is America's horus. They had a problem, so they said second Beit HaMikdash is not going to be the cure to this problem. So how are we going to solve this problem that the center of Klal Yisrael of Yadus is destroyed, is not here? The Rabbeinu Shalaylam was ma'ir their ruach that the way that they should strengthen and they should set up this central ruchnius of Klal Yisrael should be Avodas Olekim, Avodas Shabalev, Sheikhainu, Vivatrua, Vibrochais, Ubitzvilois, Ubikriyas Kaidish, Sheizaknam Yisrael. It's not the Avodah of Karbonis, but Eze Avodah Shabalev, who have that Tzvilah, the Avodah of Tzvilah. Vikavum Lechaiva Kalish Vishmi Yisrael. Number one, they are going to make up tefillahs, they're going to compose brachot and tefillahs, and they are going to make it that it's a chiyuv on every person to daven and to say these brachas. Shekulam ke'echot, b'chol mekaymes nefutzaisam yishtavu b'hem. And this is something that all of Klal Yisrael are going to be equal, they're all going to be the same, wherever they're spread out, there's tefillah, there's brachas, it's all the same. And all of them will serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam with one heart, with one ruach, and with one sapa, with one language. And this is the spine. Chut HaShedr is the spine, the ruchniyah spine of Klal Yisrael. Hamavriach kibriach hatichain, this is going to be like the central bolt, as libais kala on, to unify and keep together the lave of Klal Yisrael. Lisached ulisrakez bivrchaseyam and tfilaseyam. Klal Yisrael is going to unify and come together with their brachas and their tfilais. Bishifaseyam uvigaguayam el osid mikave echad hamisvate betfilas hamuchedes lekulam yachad. It's not just going to be their brachas and their tfilas. Through the brachas and tfilas, the sheifas of Klal Yisrael, the gaguim of Klal Yisrael, the yearning of Klal Yisrael, are all going to be unified. They're all going to be the same. It's going to be ma'achad them together through the avodah of tfilas. In order that Klal Yisrael should never fall apart. Yeah.
When it was first made up, the nusach, which nusach was it?
What do you mean, which nusach?
Like Ashkenaz.
Or was the other choice? Svard for sure not. What? Because there's a nusach called Svard. It was it's a takeoff of nusach Ashkenaz with nusach Svardi put together. They took the Kabbalah parts of Pidah Rizal and things like that, and they put it into more nusach Ashkenaz type of thing. And it's not like Svardi, but it's more Kabbalah type of thing. They switch things around. Gedoy le'erlam. I'm not knocking with it, but it for sure wasn't the Shas to Churban Abayis. That's for sure.
Originally, they came up with like Ashkenaz.
I don't know. They came up with something.
This was the
Nevi'im
that made it up.
The Ashkenaz, we'll see. Ashkenaz had Nevi'im amongst them.
Ashkenaz,
Mordechai was part of Ashkenaz. He was a Navi. Right, Ezra was a Navi. They're part of Ashkenaz. So you continue. He says, "Vayamdu Ezra veiz dinai Ashkenaz is hagdoila has the kingdom of Nevi'im. Vaysaknu lam Yisrael brachas to tzvilois kedushas v'avdolois." May of Esrim Zekanim was 120 Zekanim. Ubahem kamen Nevi'im. Amongst them were many Nevi'im. Tiknu Shmaina Esrei Brachos Al HaSeder. This is the Lashon of the Gemara. They are Mesakin the 18 Brachos of Shmaina Esrei Al HaSeder in order. Uveruach HaKadosh Ruach HaNevuah Shesharsu Aleihem Hifliu B'Chachma Rabba L'Sakin Et HaBrachos V'Tfilos B'Sigmei Nifla Sheyaru B'Mitz Ikrei HaAmuna. There's in their Ruach HaKadosh and in their Nevuah and their chachma, they were able to be mesakein brachos and tefillos in a way that it's ma'ir many different things. What's the ma'ir? Number one, it's ikrei ho'amuna v'yosaydes hayadus. Number one, in tefillah, you will find woven into the nusach the ikrim of all of our amuna and yosaydes of yadus. It's number one. Number two, es bituyei tzarchei hayachid, the expression of the needs of every individual, the tzarchei ha'emuna ha'uma v'prat, and the tzarchim of klal Yisrael, the tzarchei kol anushis b'klal. And when you get a little bit broader, it's not just klal Yisrael, it's all of mankind. Number three, as zikarin ha'avar ha'gadosh shel ha'uma, the zikaron of our wonderful past, the zikrin aviseh harishayim, and the zikaron of our forefathers. Number four, eso emuna v'abitachin begulas Yisrael, the emuna of the future of the geul of Klal Yisrael, b'tchiyase v'kiyumay hanitzchi, the tchiyas hameisim, and the kiyum of Klal Yisrael lametzach. And number five, et hatikva, the hope, vashi'ifa, leha'asid, hamazir shal yudei, hanevim liyisrael, bepratu lechaladim bechlal, the shi'ifa and the yearning for the nevuos of the nevim, who foretold what's going to be when the world's going to come l'tikunai, we want to yearn for that. It's for Klal Yisrael b'prat, but it's really for all of mankind, for the world. L'sakin olam b'malchus shakai, l'memshelas hatzedek hamuchlat, l'chil yayin harisha, to get rid of all evil, the memshel of tzedek, l'nitzachin ha'emes, and for the nitzachin of truth, v'hashalom ha'kloli b'chol olam kulei. So they wove into tzvila, and this is how they unified us. And this is how the Anshei Knesset Gedolah said, that if a person understands what's in the tzvila, and this was what they wanted to do, Klal Yisrael will be unified, and they will never lose sight of what Klal Yisrael is defined by. We're defined by our emunah on the Ravina Shalom, the Yisaidus of Yadus, the idea that we need things, and the Ravina Shalom will answer us. Klal Yisrael's past, Klal Yisrael's future, the world's past and future. These were all embedded and woven into the tefillah and the brachas that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah composed for Klal Yisrael.
So why are we all the same nusach now?
Why don't we all have the same nusach?
Yes.
So, because as time went by, see, some Mepharshim say that it had to do with the Shvatim and different things like that. Each Shevet had a little bit different, but the idea of the basic Nusach is the same. In other words, the Shemayna Esrei Brachas that are in the Gemara are the same Shemayna Esrei Brachas, whether you're Svardi, whether you're Nusach Ari, Nusach Ashraz, and Nusach Svar. The little details may be different, but the first Bracha is going to be, you're going to have Kedusha, and you're going to have Das, and you're going to have Tshuva, and you're going to have Slicha. The actual details of the words may be a little different, but the ideas that Anshei Knesset HaGedolah composed, those things are going to be unified. We all have to daven three times a day. There's nobody davening five times a day. If they are, they're Arabs. They're not us. Right? And there's nobody, and everybody's making brachas, right? The brachas are a little different this way, a little different that way, but everybody's making a bracha. The rules and regulations might be depending on different...
But they didn't make up work.
What? They made up, I think...
They didn't make up the actual words?
The way I understand it is, they made up the skeleton, so to speak. As we're going to see, there were additions later also, even to the Avodas HaTefillah, there was additions. So, there were different points that different things were added to the skeleton that they made. But the skeleton they made, and that's like something that can't be changed, as far as I understand it.
So this is after the second
Beit
Hamikdash or during
the second Beit Hamikdash? This is after the first Beit Hamikdash.
So they were davening, I think, for Yishalayim.
Yeah, they were davening, 100%.
Right, the
in the middle of the second Beit Hamikdash, they were davening Yishalayim Nircha Barachim Doshu. Because they knew this is not Yishalayim, this is not it.
There was no chance that by Shani would be...
No, there was no chance. No chance at all.
I also want to say that she's not going to be filling in Tefillah and the Siddur. It just means the Yishalayim or everything?
We'll see. He's going to talk about that.
These five main things are included. In the Shemoneh Esrei.
That's for sure in Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah, for sure.
And maybe other things.
Maybe other things too. Yeah, he's going to talk about it somewhere. Maybe a little later. Okay, now he continues and he says, Uberuach HaKadosh, B'chachmas HaLikim Shebikirbam, Hiskilu V'yatsu LaHabrachos V'Tfilos, V'Vatoim Nifloim V'Amukim U'Milim Niskovos, Kol Milo Shkula Meduda Sfuro Menuya. with their Ruach HaKodesh and their Chochmas Hashem, they were able to compose these brachas that express deep, deep thoughts and yearnings, and the words are milim niskava, is very lofty words. Every word that they made up was measured, and it was weighed, and it was counted, all different lashainas here. Charusa b'musagim zakim u'tahirim. Toicha rotzif rayonis k'doshim v'kavonis amukos she'ena musagis rak l'chachmei leiv ha'mamikim cheker b'mitzpunei divrei kodshan. If a person really knows chachmei leiv, or able to get into the minds, and I don't know anybody who knows how to get into the minds of the Nevi'im and the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, but those who are able to get into the minds and understand what they put into the Tefillah, they will see it's Mamish Nevuah what they put in there. That's if you go and delve into the Kavanas Amukim. Ulim gamachitzionaisam b'shatcham ruach lekim rachefes v'niglis b'machshavus kedoshes v'kavanas nalas amuraymemes esanefesh shetishoev kirves alikim. But forget that. Even if you look at externally, look at the surface. If you just look at the words and think about them, it's supposed to make a person, it's ma'ayra a person to machshavus kedoshes, to kavanais, that a person is tishoif, his nefesh is yearning to connect with the Rabbeinu Shalom. V'yayru b'leiv ha'adam b'rucha yirat ha'raimus v'avas Hashem. And even on the outside, even on the outside, it should be ma'ayra a person, the yirat ha'raimus and avas Hashem. V'yaskiru l'fanav gam ikrei amuna, and it's mentioning and remembering ikrei amuna v'yisaydei ayadus. V'yitayim v'yashvisham b'levavay amuk amuk, and he should taste them, and he should plant them, and they should be implanted in his heart, deep, deep into his heart. Why? And he explains a little bit. Kinei b'vayadim levarech et Hashem alachas mimifal ischastoy. Let's say the person comes to be Mavarach Hashem on one of the things, the chesed he does for him. Or it's because he sees the wonder, the pella of the creation of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So you have your three things already. Number one, you want to be Mavarach Hashem on his chesed. Sometimes you're Mavarach Hashem for the chesed he did for you. Sometimes it's a Birchat HaShvach. Birchas HaShvach, that you, the creation of the Rabbeinu Shalom, Yaitzar Varech Aishach, you're being Mevarech Hashem on one of his creations. Or a person is being Mispalel, is pouring his heart out to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Halo Yisaru Bazeh Kame Ikrei Amuna. This itself should be Ma'ir in a person, many of the Ikrei Amuna. Number one, the very fact that you're even going and talking to the Rabbeinu Shalom about his creation, that's Amuna b'metzias Hashem. The very fact you're talking to the Rabbeinu Shalom is a declaration you believe in the Rabbeinu Shalom. Shehu ha'bayri ha'mamtias ha'kal. Shehu kol yachol. Va'kol tali b'rtaynai. He's the bayri. He's the mamtzi. Because if he didn't create it, how is he going to help you out here? How is he going to change things? Why are you being mishabeach him for something that he did? He didn't do it. He's the one who does it. He's the Kol Yachol. Shumashkiach Hashkocha Pratis. The very fact, we talked about this before Rosh Hashanah and the Ramban and then the Parshas Bo. All these ideas that he's the Byron, he's the Kol Yachol, and he's the Yadeya, and he's the Mashkiach Hashkocha Pratis. Shehatoyda Oyatzvila Mechuyavis Lelevadai. Another Iker is that there's only one Rabbeinu Shalom. Whether you're thanking him or you're being Mispalo, Loy Levadai, only to Hashem. But Amrei Ata, when you say the words Baruch Ata, you, Lashen Yachid, Yoyre Achtuse Yisparuch Shemai. You're saying there's only one. The Yichud of Hashem means there's no other power. Hashem is the Yachid. And the very fact, I'll just add in here, that you say Baruch Ata, I'm sorry, he'll say it again, he'll say it later. Zayin, Shem Havaya Biksivasa, if a person has Kavana, he says the Shem Hashem Yudke Vavke. Moira atzmusis baruch shu nitzchi. Hashem is netzach. Hayahay v'viyyeh. Uve kriyasa, we don't read it as Hashem Havaya. We read it ba'adnus, moira shu adoin ha'kel. Hashem is the adoin, the master. Milo selikeinu, we haven't even gotten to the brach yet. We have gotten to atah, and we got to Hashem, and elikeinu, moira shkochase ha'protis ha'yisrael. Elikeinu means Hashem is the power. Elikeinu. I say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elikeinu. He is our, we are being makir that He is our God. The Kel is the power. Hashkocha Pratis and Kla Yisrael. On the bottom he has in the footnotes. Elikim Moir al Hashkochas al Briyosov. There's Hashkocha Klal, there's Hashkocha Pratis. There's a special Hashkocha Pratis for Kla Yisrael. He's Elikeinu. He's not just Elikim, he's Elikeinu. Melech ha'olam shemashkiach al kol olam kulay. This is the second. Not only is Elikeinu, he's Melech ha'olam b'cholus u'mayshul aleya. So in the bracha itself, in the words Ato Hashem Elikeinu Melech ha'olam, we have now 9 yisoidus amuna already before you even got anywhere. Yod nusach habracha ki medaber l'nigla v'nister. The Nusach HaBracha, every Bracha, there's number one, you're talking directly to the Rabbi Nisham Atah, but then you transfer to, like he says, Asher Kiddushanu. He did it. Shakol Niyah Bidvarai. Not in yours, in his. All of a sudden now it's you're talking you're talking in third person, you're not talking in second person directly. So it seems clear that we talk directly to him or we talk about him. Yairish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Apshin Nigla B'Metziusay Mitzad Maisav, even though he's revealed to the world through his actions, B'Yaisav Yitziraisav, Ava Mahus Mitziusay Nistar Menela Mikol Nivra. But the truth is, it's Nistar. Who he really is and what he really is, we don't know. There's no way to be Ayman on the Rabban Shav. If you'd be Ayman on him, you'd be him. We can't. We're Nivraim. The only way we could relate to him is through his, the way he's Megala, through his actions. But we have to have the hakara that the little bit we know of Atah is a little bit, but really it's all benista. So you have this idea that there's talking directly because we have a direct shaykhis, and this is what he doesn't say, but there's the idea of Atah. I'm speaking directly to the Rebbe Shlom. I'm not speaking in third person. He happens to be listening. That Tommy means I'm speaking directly. I said over in Shul, Parshas Kisavoy, by Havas Bikurim, it's a very interesting thing over there. It says by the Bikurim. So the person brings Bikurim, and he says, beginning of Parshas Kitzavai, he says, "V'amarta elav, higati ayayim l'Hashem likecha." I'm going to talk to the Rabbi Nishalaylam that I came to the land. Which land? Asher nishba Hashem laviteinu latislanu. Hashem, third person. Hashem swore. Then what does he say? "Vanisa v'amarta, arami aviravi," so on and so forth. "Vayirei oisanu." What happened? Vanitzak el Hashem malikei aviseinu. Again, to Hashem. Vayishma Hashem eskeleinu. Vayetzeinu Hashem b'mitzrayim. Vayivyeinu when He brought us el hamakom hazeh. Vayitem lanu when He gave us. Vata now, hinei heveiti et reishis pri adama. I have brought my first fruits. Asher nosato li Hashem. That you Hashem gave to me. What happened? All of a sudden, till now he's talking in third person, Hashem, 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 and all of a sudden it's Asher Nosata Li Hashem. And the answer, Rav Gifta talks about this in his Sefer on Chumash, but the answer is that there's the idea of there's the Rabbi Nishalom, and the Rabbi Nishalom is the Kal Yachal, and the Rabbi Nishalom does everything, and he does it for Klal Yisrael, and we have to remember that. But part of Hakaras Hatay to the Rabbi Nishalom, you have to think about it for a second. We learn Hakaras Hatay from Mikra Bikurim. What do we learn? I'm sitting here in the Beit HaMikdash, and I'm bringing my first fruits to the Rabbi Nishalom. Right? Now, how long have I been in Eretz Yisrael already for? Klal Yisrael's been, let's say, 400 years before they built the Beit HaMikdash, they were in Eretz Yisrael already. Right? About 400 years until they built the Beit HaMikdash. Now, and Mitzrayim, so we were in the Midbar. So how long ago was Arami Oyvid Avi, Vayer Mitzrayim? 1,000 years would be a lot of years, right? Old, but when I have Hakaras HaTayiv for my first fruit, we learn from Hakaras HaTayiv, that's the difference between Hakaras HaTayiv and a Kfuye Taiva. What does Kfuye mean? Kfuye means you press something, you restrict it, you make it smaller. The muscle is an ace bandage. An ace bandage, you can wind it up, you can wind it up very tight, you can wind it up a little less tight, and if you're really good, you can unroll the whole thing. But you could take the same ace bandage that could stretch across the whole room, but if you wind it up, you can make it very tight and very small. Kfuye taiva doesn't mean someone denies the taiva necessarily. He agrees to the taiva, but one such a big taiva. Like the Gemara says, what does a bad guest say? An Eirech Rav, what does he say? He says, listen, yeah, the Balabais, he made a big party for me. But he made a big party, but he did it for himself, for his wife, for his kids. So I thank him for the food. I got food from him, but it wasn't such a big deal. I just ate from what he made. What does a good guest say? He says, everything he did was for me. Cooked for me, made everything for me. What's a better guest? He says, not only did he cook for me, but I have to have a Hakaras HaTayiv to the butcher, because he prepared the meat. And what does the better guest say? That's not the Gemara, I'm just adding this in. The better guest says, forget the butcher, what about the sheikhet? What about the farmer? What about the first farmer for this animal? When a person looks at their bowl of cereals and they say, Barbara name is Inez, so how far back are they being makadayv? To the person who sold them the cereals, to the farmer who grew the wheat to make the cereals, so on and so forth? That's Hakaras HaTayiv. That's the person who's makadayv. That we learn from Mikra Bikurim, that Hakaras HaTayiv has to go all the way back. Arami Ayvid Avi, we have to go through the taivas. We went down to Mitzrayim, and we were oppressed there, and we davened Hashem, and he saved us. He took us out of Mitzrayim, he brought us there to Israel, he gave us a base on Mikdash. I planted, and I was born. I planted the trees, and here's my first fruit, is the result of all those taivas. That's the person being makir taiva. But the pasuk's telling us that if a person still keeps it in third person, he's still removed from bringing the Hakaras HaTayiva to its pinnacle, to bringing it to the best it could be. Till he finally says the words, Asher Nosato Li. I didn't get it from my tree that Hashem gave me, and I could talk all that stuff in the world. Hashem, till you feel it, Asher Nosato, you Hashem gave it to me. Then he finally has been yotze, truly Hakaras HaTayiva with Mikra Bikurim. So the idea of tefillah is realizing Baruch Atah Hashem. That means you're talking directly to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Not just the Asher Kiddushan, that's wonderful. Now it's a bit problematic in the Lamaisa of it, because all the tefillahs that we have are really said B'loshan Rabbin, Zachlanu Avinu, because there's a concept of Tfilas HaRabim, the Rabbeinu Shalom is Mekabel, better than a Tfilas HaYachid. So Anshe Knesset HaGdailah, when they were Mesakim the Tfilah, they were did it in a Tfilas HaRabim. Everything is in Lashon Rabim. Rufainu Hashem and Erofe. So on and so forth. Sachlanu, everything. Chaneinu Meit Chadea. It's all as if we're part of this big group. But the truth is, the person has to feel that yes, I'm part of the big group, and there's a big ikker in that. But you have to make it personal. If you make your tefillah personal, it's a totally different tefillah. It's not just a part of this big group in the shul, and we're all davening, and we're all saying the same thing. And yeah, collectively, I'll be part of them. If you really want to make the avodah, you have to make it personal. I'll tell you the truth. I had, I'm trying to think something here. I had someone call me up, and they, whatever it was, Taych HaDvarim, it came out that, Tfilah, they were very upset, they don't feel anything anymore of a kulav government. So hopefully after our whole program, if they listen, maybe they'll be recharged in their tfilah. I told them to do as follows. I told them Eitza, if they want to put something personal into the tfilah, is as follows. I told them like this. I said, Chatzko Levinstein used to tell his daughter every night to write down five things of Ashkacha Pratis that happened that day. You know, do a thing. It doesn't mean that major stories are going to make it to the Yatzeh. You know what I mean? But every person realizes, if you start thinking, there's things that go right during the day. Everything that goes right is Ashkacha Pratis. Everything that goes wrong is also Ashkacha Pratis. But five things that go right during the day. So I told the person, I said, that I'm going to be Mako on you three things. What I want you to do is, She said, it was a girl, she said, it was a married lady. She says, it's nothing. Even I say Tehillim, it's a garnish. So I said, listen, You can write down three things. I'm not saying they didn't announce. I didn't want to follow up and be a nudge. But three things that went right during the day, and then you're going to say, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabai Sodov, to thank Hashem for those three things. Because you have to make it personal. If you make it personal, you'll have a good feel for it. You have a feel for your davening. Of course, it's very hard, and I'm not taking away. It doesn't mean you start saying, Slach Li Avinu. I don't want anyone to start doing that. Right? Because Ashik Nesim, they all knew what they're doing a lot better than me. Right? But the idea in your mind of making it a personal thing, Asher Nosata Li Hashem, and that's just with the Baruch Atah. The minute it's Atah, if you just stop for a moment, one second, it's not just Baruch Hu Hashem, it's Baruch Atah Hashem. If you make it a personal thing, so now, even your personal goof, who doesn't like you to daven, says, you know what, I have to admit, there's some type of Shaykhis over here with me in the Rabbi Nishalotel. So that's the Baruch Atah Hashem. You have to make it a personal, that's Asher Nosata Li. You, Hashem, gave me the fruit. Then you finally said thank you. You could talk about a Rami Yavidavi from day to tomorrow. If you don't end off with the words, Asher Nosata Li Hashem, you haven't brought the Akaris Atah to what it really should be. And that's the idea here of this bracha. So over here, in one bracha, we've gotten 10 yisaitas ha'amunah already. Now, any bracha. Right? You got the Melech Ha'olam, you already had 10, and then the Atah, and the whatever the rest of the bracha is, you had 9, and the Atah, the rest of the bracha, you got the number 10. Now, everyone's going to tell me, of course, but I'm going to end up with one bracha during the day if I'm going to be busy thinking all these disciples Amunah, right? I'm not going to end up with any. That's right. So that's going to be the project of the Tefillah thing. You have to understand, this is a big site, but Finkus in a Sefer on Tefillah, Sharma Tefillah, which is a Sefer Chashav Ma'od, he writes over there that the site is a person has to spend time learning about whatever tefillah it is, but it has to be in a way that they're so fluent in it or it's so easy for them. There's like, I'll just embellish on it, but you have key words or something that remind you of something, that it's possible, he says, that to say Pesukei Dezimra in an hour and in 10 minutes, because you should be so fluent in what the ideas are. It doesn't mean you have to know what every single word means in the Kavanos of Anshei Kriyas HaGedolah. But the idea of what this Halukah talks about, what am I thanking Hashem for, whatever the bracha is, the Chafetz Chaim used to write somewhere, I saw in the Talmud on Ramotcha Zuckerman, who was a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim, so he writes over there, he once stood behind the Chafetz Chaim to watch how he davened. And he noticed an interesting thing. Zeren Shmanetre, I don't know what he was doing, but I remember the whole story, but he was looking. So he noticed before every bracha, the Chofetz Chaim paused for around 3 seconds. So he said later he found, I think in Shmiras Halashim, the Chofetz Chaim writes, that what a person's supposed to do is before every bracha, stop for a moment, just think, what's the theme of this bracha? What am I saying? Just what negeya? Slach lanu. By the time you remember the word slach lanu, you're already holding the refainu, right? You're already 2 brachas out. So he said, he saw what the Chofetz Chaim was practicing, what he preached, what he wrote, that for a moment he stopped. Now, it doesn't mean to say, some people say, slach lanu, avinu, you know, it's like a Rosh Hashanah davening. It could take forever davening. You can't always daven forever. Sometimes you have the ability to take all the time in tefillah, but as life takes over, things get harder. You don't have time for sitting there for long against the long Shemoneh Esrei, right? So it has to be that there's key things that you. What's this bracha about? Finished. You know what it's about? Sachlanu. I'm going further. Hashiveinu. Whatever the bracha is, whatever the tefillah is, the idea is to learn about the Yisaidis. Now, does that mean in every bracha you're going to remember Baruch Atah Hashem? You can remember every one of these Yisaidis? Not necessarily. But throughout the day or throughout the week, if every once in a while you jog your memory of what I'm doing here, so now there's a feeling to the brachas. You could do it very quickly. End up saying the bracha very quickly. You could say the Pesukei Dezimra in an hour or in 2 hours, or you could say it quickly. Sometimes you don't have 2 hours. You know, there's halachas of a tefillah b'tzipur. So if you're not going to make it for tefillah b'tzipur, you skip during Pesukei Dezimra. Oh, what happened? Pesukei Dezimra. It takes me an hour to say Pesukei Dezimra. Yeah, there's halachas of what you're supposed to do when you say it quickly, when you don't say it quickly, when you skip, when you don't skip. So a person, Rav Finkus writes, a person has to be able that in one moment to think. It takes time, it takes work beforehand, but that's part of the preparation. But if a person's busy, you know, we're looking at the English back and forth in every word, what am I saying? It's not going to happen. And very quickly, you lose chayshik for the whole business. If it's so tedious and so hard, and it's 10 minutes, you went through one bracha, so the rest of it's going to be no good. And another yisayid, the Chofetz Chaim writes, and this I heard from Rebbe dozens of times, the Chofetz Chaim writes that the Yetzer Hara If he chaps you by atachainain, chap him back by ashireinu. If he chaps you by slach lano, chap him back by reina. Person slowly says all the yitzhara right away is in a person's mind. He doesn't want you to be mechabim b'tfila. And the bigger you make your tfila, and the more chashiv your tfila is, and the more you say the samuna, you get out of your tfila, the yitzhara is right there to stop you. So what happens? You say the first brach with gamza kavana, and the next thing you know, you're holding by yeshiva shefteinu kavari shayna. What happened? You don't know what happened. You said it. So a person can say, we'll finish. We'll start again by mincha, or by mar, or tomorrow, or next week, whatever it is. Says the Chavetz Chaim, don't. Right away, try to chab. Yeshiva shefteinu, say that with kavana. Aydala mashinim ala tzadikim, and this, the next thing you know, you're by moedim. Chab him back by moedim again. It's an ongoing battle. But you can't give up. So number one, we have over here the idea of putting some type of personality, personal thing into your tefillah, in the understanding that you're talking directly to the Rebbein Shalom, Baruch Atah Hashem. It's personal, it's negeah to me. And hopefully, as we'll go through a little bit more of what we're learning here, there'll be a little bit more of idea, more of the tefillahs, of what's going on. But it takes... Take some thought beforehand to trigger in your mind what exactly is going on. And then, even when you don't remember, or the Atar gets the best of you, you can't say, okay, I give up and it's over. This is, Anshik Nesas HaGadolah gave us this Siddur. This Siddur, they said, has everything. It's a Siddur Shakol Bai. That means, it has all the Nevi'im, we talk about Lost and Lavoi, and all the other things that the Nevi'im talk about, and all the Yisaydus Hamun and Klal Yisrael, and everything else, and every Tzairich. That means when you're asking for your personal Bakasha, in whichever Bracha you're talking about, whether it's in your Chaneinu, whether it's in Rafeinu, and Baruch Aleinu, and Shmakeleinu, and Sim Shalom, and Maidim, wherever your personal Bakasha, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah has already put into the Tefillah your Bakasha. You are activating it with your Kavana. It's all here. Every kavana that a person could have, l'dayre dayres in Klal Yisrael, has been put into the tefillah. What's my kavana? Nothing. My kavana is very little. But when I activate through the tefillah, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah's kavana, when whatever my kavana is activates that they put it in, that goes straight up to the Rebbein Shalom. That's the Nevi'im talking to the Rebbein Shalom. That's Nevuah. So, number one, and we're going to go further next time, just to wrap up a little bit, before you open your Siddur, the reverence that we have to have for the Siddur before it opens, to realize what we're holding, the treasure, we're holding all Yadus in our hand. We're holding what the Nevi'im decided is the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael L'Olam V'Od. More than the Chumash, not saying it's more Chashav than a Chumash, but the Yisaydus that they wove in here, this is the handbook for Klal Yisrael to take with them wherever they go, whether they go to Dal Kanfei Saaretz, to every Tzara, to everything and anything, the Siddur remains the unifying factor in Klal Yisrael. That when you daven, and you're davening here, and they're davening in Australia, and they're davening wherever they're davening, and they daven through every tzara that there was in Klal Yisrael, through all the history that we went through, the tefillahs are all unified together. This is the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael, is our Siddur. And you'll say, so what? But I have to go learn. Say the animamins at the end. If you say the davening correctly, the animamins are all in the davening. I'm not saying you shouldn't say the animamins. Taking away from that. But, and the Sheish the Chiris. And everything possible that you could think of were in the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, woven already into the fabric of the tefillah of this Siddur. Before you even start your davening, if you realize, when you open that Siddur, what book you're opening, just like you open a Navi, and you look at the Nevi'im's words, it's going to talk about Gulas Yisrael, that was all put into Kirishuascha Kivinu Kalayayim, that was all pulled into Ashiva Shepteinu Kavarishayna. It's all there, it's a Siddur Shakol Bai. The Siddur is the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. So before you even start anything, if we'll talk more as we go through the Indian over here of all the ideas of the Tvila and the Brachas and all these things, besides what we've said, these have been woven in. This is a tailor-made book for every person in Klal Yisrael. If you're not an Ovid Avodah Zarah, which we're not, but we have our own Avodah Zarahs, but let's say you don't feel directly connected to the Sefer Yeshaya. I don't know, whichever Sefer of Navi that you find. Or if you don't have specifically that chet or that idea of Ada, we believe in it, and we trust it, and we learn it, and it's a chelik of Yadus, but there's not necessarily that personal connection, maybe there should be. But in the Siddur was personally tailored and crafted for every Yochid in Klal Yisrael. When they pick up the Siddur, this has been perfectly made for them, for their Nisyonos, for their Chizuk and Amunah, for everything that they need. Now, when you open up a Siddur, it's a whole different thing. It's a whole different thing. We should have another Siddur party when you're 20 years old to give the reverence to the Siddur that it properly deserves. But Baruch Hashem, and unfortunately, we get the Siddur so young, and we teach Tevilah so young, and it's a Baruch Hashem. But at the same time, what you risk here is, and this is like with a lot of Torah, that what you risk is that sometimes we stay with our, nothing against kindergarten, with our kindergarten musagim of Avraham Avinu and his tent and his four doors, and when then saw in the cloud and all these things, the stories of the Torah, which many people never graduate to where they're supposed to be. In Vayikra they graduate because they didn't learn that when they were 5 years old. But the stories and all these things, the Mefarshim talking about how you have to grow with you too. Just like your Seichel grew, you have to, your Seichel and understanding the stories grow. The same thing is with the Siddur. The Siddur we get used to and this, and you have to do it day in and day out. But really, if we understand the treasure that we're holding, before we even open the cover, just the mind frame and the frame of mind and the mindset that you have to have before you even open the Siddur should put your tefillah into an entirely new perspective, just with an appreciation of what the Siddur is. Okay, we'll stop here for today, and we will continue next week.